no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be
here with Wonder
way.
Woman and McGuffey. And I keep saying through hiker of the Arizona Trail, but I really need to say solo through hiker
right.
of the Arizona Trail, because that's really one of the things that makes it an incredible journey. Now, do you have your little iPod and your earbuds in? Are you got any tunes going at all, or are you just enjoying nature the whole way?
I just enjoy nature the whole way. I thought I might listen to some music on my iPhone, but I didn't. I listened to the birds and the wind in the trees and the sound of my feet crunching on the trail.
I prefer that style as well. At any time in the 75 days, the 800 miles, was the trip in jeopardy?
Well, it was when I was just south of Mormon Lake Village, which is a village south of Flagstaff. And ironically, I was up on the northern part of the state on the Colorado Plateau, where the trail is easy. It's level, it's fairly easy, and I think I got a little complacent and I sprained my ankle. All of a sudden, I was on the ground screaming in pain, and so I taped up my ankle, I wrapped it, I took some ibuprofen, I got up. Without my trekking poles, I don't think I would have been able to walk, but I started walking. And I walked into Mormon Lake Village, and I really thought my trip could be over. And my husband was meeting me there with my resupply box. He drove down from Flagstaff, and I was thinking, he's going to have to take me into town. I'm going to have to see a doctor. But I decided to keep going. As I walked, it just felt better. So I walked it off. So I did think my trip was in jeopardy at that point, but I did continue on. And in Flagstaff, I did see an orthopedist. I got an ankle brace, and I ended up walking 2/3 of the 800 miles on the sprained ankle. So that's how I got the trail name Wonder Woman. A friend of mine said, I think your trail name is Wonder Woman.
Wow, fantastic. Okay. In all of those segments, and you can go to arizonatrail.org, and they actually have topo maps of the different segments of the trail, and there's 43 segments that you can actually look at, and they vary between 10 and 25 miles. Any one of those segments, just calling your name to come back and hike again?
Well, there are two that I love that I actually did hike last spring, segments 16 and 17, between the Gila River and the town of Superior. Those are gorgeous. But since I did just hike those last spring, my next big segment is in the Mazatzal Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's 20, maybe 20 through 24. That covers quite a few segments.
Right.
But that is a spectacularly beautiful area. Have you done any hiking in the Mazatzal Wilderness?
We have. You come in through Barnhart Trail up the back road and get up to the trail and head north, and you can walk, you know. And there's a woman that owns a ranch there.
Right.
She let you stay at the bottom?
I stayed at her ranch. Yeah, I stayed at her ranch. She made me dinner and breakfast. She has a bunkhouse right on the Verde River, right on the East Verde River. Yeah. So the Mazatzals are beautiful. They're just so unique.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so your ebook. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, my ebook is a trail recipes ebook, Whole Foods to Fuel Your Hikes. And you can get it free if you go to my website. My website is annmcguffey.com, and you'll see something right there where you can just put in your email address and receive a free copy of my ebook, which then you'll also get my occasional emails where I talk more about these topics. I talk more about hiking, being in nature, the health benefits of getting outside.
Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
I hope this wets the whistle of you listeners that are tuned in this morning about getting to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and registering for your own Arizona staycation.
Hiking required.
No
hiking. Volunteer.
That's right. No hiking. You can get to Sanderson Ford and say and tell John, I want a 2018 Ford Mustang convertible GT, and he'll line it up for you. John, I want F-150 Platinum. He'll line it up for you. I want a Focus, a Fusion, Explorer, Expedition. Hey, John works it out. You get the car you want from Sanderson Ford. Sweet Jennifer throws a gas card on the dashboard so you can get wherever you want to go in Arizona. It doesn't cost you a dime. And Jen Gura, who's in studio now, is packaging all 12 staycations for next year. So as you apply each month, you'll know which location you're being.
And right now, from November 15th through December 15th, the entries will be for the 19th and 20th of January.
Okay.
And it's a trip to Flagstaff.
Okay.
And we're working on getting, you know, ski accommodations lined up.
I saw a big envelope come in the mail from Little America.
The Little America's where you'll be staying. Oh, they sent a nice certificate for the winner to come and present. Hey, I'm staying at this room. And
okay.
Doing this, we can, pre-selecting the date and the destination, we can make sure, A, there's a hotel open, and B, that we can bolster what it is. You know, we're going to work on ski lifts and Babbitt gift cards and, you know, make it a whole destination travel. So only at rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ.